Okay, today, Be'ez Hashem, we're going to continue in the second parak of Maseches Orla, and we're going to learn Mishnayos, Hey and Vav. So Mishnah Hey is really a continuation of Mishnah Dalet. If you recall, in Mishnah Dalet, we had said that the Shita of Beis Shammai is that even though normally you need a kebetza of ochel to be metame something else, but if that ochel is pachos mi kebetza, the tame food is pachos mi kebetza, but it leaves its impact, a recognizable impact on the something else, then it still has the capacity to be metame. So that's why we said that according to Beis Shammai, you could have pachos mikabetza of a tamei yeast or a tamei spice, and it will be metame the other food. Beis Hillel said, no, it's not a din in Hilchos Tumah V'Tahara, that's only a din in Bittul, that if it's a davar anikar, that it's going to be problematic. So, Dustai Ish Kfar Yasma Hayu Mitalmidei Beis Shammai. Dustai Ish Kfar Yasma was from the Talmidei Beis Shammai, Va'omar, Shamati Mishammai Hazakein. I heard from your Rosh Yeshiva, from the Shammai Hazakein, not for, you know, the Beis Shammai all follow the shitos of Shammai Hazakein. I heard from the man himself, Shamar, the Olamein Metame, Hatshebo Kebetza, that no, nothing will ever be Metame something else. No food will ever be Metame something else, unless there's a Kebetza to be Metame. So it must be that you have it wrong. Meaning he's telling all the other Chevra by the Beis Shammai that they lo shimshu kol tzarchem, they didn't pay careful enough attention to the Rebbe Shammai Hazakein, because Shammai Hazakein really agrees to exactly what Beis Hillel said. So says the Mishnah Vav now, Ulema Omru kol mechamis hamechab with regard to what? Lima. It's not lama over here, like why, but with regard to what? Lima. Do we say that any truma that will cause a dough to rise, a chulin dough to rise, or spices that that will spice a chulin dish, or that will create a meduma mixture of truma and chulin, is always going to be asur? Min bimino. That's with regard to a taroves of two like kinds. Lahakilu lahachmir. And when we said that the mixture, the Tarovis is both lahakel and lahachmir, it's both a kula and a chumra, that's min b'she'eno mino. They said that with regard to things of mixtures of two unlike kinds, where you have a truma of one kind of food gets mixed with chulin of a different kind of food. So what does all this mean? The Mishnah spells it out. Ketzad, so in what way is a mixture of truma and chulin that is min b'mino going to always be considered to be lahachmir when it's machmitz? So you have a sourdough, you have yeast that's made from truma wheat that falls into a regular dough also made from wheat, from chulin wheat, and there's enough dough to cause chimutz on the entire dough, on the chulin dough. There's enough sourdough, enough of the truma sourdough to be machmitz the entire chulin dough. So it doesn't matter if you have 100 parts chulin connected to truma or not. Usher, the dough is going to be usher for anyone but a kohen, because the truma is causing the chulin to rise, so no amount of chulin is going to be able to mivatel, because the truma, the impact of the truma is very visible. If there's not enough chulin to be mevatel the truma sourdough in a mixture of 101, so whether there's enough truma sourdough to cause chimutz, or whether there's not enough truma sourdough to cause chimutz, then also, then even if it's not making the impact of chimutz, you don't have the 100-to-1 ratio, so it's going to be aser. So basically, if truma sourdough falls into regular dough to chulin dough, that's min b'mino, you always treat it based on the, you only need one of two, either of the two problems is going to be a problem. If either you don't have a 100-to-1 ratio, or if it's leaving its impact, it leaves a recognizable impact, that's going to be enough to aser the whole thing. You don't need both of those. Either 100, less than 100-to-1 ratio, or that it's nicker when it comes to a min bimino, it's going to aser the whole thing. And Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow we're going to get to the Mishnayos to discuss how what lahakel ulahachmir means by a min bisha eno mino. So to quickly review what we learned today. So in Mishnah Hey, we had Dustai Ish Kfar Yasma, who is from the Talmidim Beis Shammai, said that the whole world misunderstood the Beis Shammai, because Shammai Hazakin himself said that a kebetza of that pachos mi kebetza of a yeast is not going to be metame a dough, even though it impacts the dough, because it's pachos mi kebetza is never metame. And then we said in Mishnah Vav that when you have min b'mino taroves of yeast, wheat yeast, and wheat dough. If you either don't have, and the wheat yeast is truma, if you either don't have a 100-to-1 ratio of chulin to the truma, or the truma leaves its impact on the chulin dough, one or the other is enough to aser the entire dough. Tomorrow we'll pick up with Mishnah Zayin.